The Holy Gospel according to John, the
14th chapter.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have not told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know that the way to the place when I am going." And Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know, and you have seen my Father." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but it is the Father who dwells in me who does these works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Please pray with me. Eternal God, we love you and we honor you. We look forward to that day when we will see you face to face. You are God, we are your people, now and forever, world without
end. Your people, now and forever, world without end.
Amen. This morning I would like to begin by prefacing this text, but I would like to first give my experience when I was preparing for this text. First, I was struggling whether I should preach with the whole theology around this text. Should I look at the I am and try to wander around this theology of the I am? And I said, I don't want to do with that thing. And then the second thing was that, you know, this text, the first thing that when we read it, it sounds like a funeral text. And I said, no, this is Easter. I don't want to preach about death and all that stuff. So, okay, I will know. I don't want to dwell on that. I don't want to bring a funeral sermon in the congregation in an Easter moment. So I put that aside. So I was struggling. I just want to tell you I was struggling with this text. What can I then talk about Easter in this text? But later on, I thought, oh, this text is full of promises. So why not should I preach about these promises? So my dear friends, I will wander around the promises this morning. But let me begin by this. You know what, Pastor Ken, you have a spot. Right there, you have a spot. And let me assure you, Erin, you have a spot. You have a spot. Chris, you have a spot. Did you know that? You have a spot. Laura, you have it. A spot right there. Do you know that, Claire? You have a spot. You have yours, your spot right there. Oh, this is amazing. We all have a spot. And I don't want you to begin to think that other Sunday school way of saying, I think the heaven is our spot. Like somewhere, like somewhere. But I want to tell you, you have a spot in God's house. Amen. Amen. You have a spot in God's house. And this is the wonderful message that we have this morning. I do not know what you call this place. And I don't have an idea. I don't want even to name it. But I just hope it will be fun in that place. You know, it will be fun. Okay, let me make, if Pastor Kathleen will hear, she will say, let me make a quick sidebar. Just to remind you about it, right? Let me make a quick sidebar. Oh, yesterday, I was also glued to the TV watching the coronation, yeah? Yeah? So I was also moving with them, you know, that long winding road. And suddenly something captured my eyes and my attention right there. And here is a little man preparing for his sermon. And I saw something when they were now towards the Westminster Abbey. There was in the blue, it was written, maybe you saw it, happy and glorious. Did you see that? Happy and glorious. So I just said, oh, why? There it is. That spot. They'll be fun, right? Okay, this is another thing that I want to highlight this morning. A friend of mine asked me one day and said, hey, Gracious, what do you think about this? Whom do you want to see in those places which Jesus is talking about? And he said, oh, that's a difficult question. But I think I would want to hear Martin Luther King Jr. and begin his activism there. You know, who would want to see? But I think there is some fun. And I thought about, there are some other great musicians I wanted them to see and playing guitars and all these, you know. And, you know, I want to see, you know, playing, you know, these flutes and all that. But I want to believe this place is full of fun. It's a great place. A place of anticipation. A place of celebration. And a place of rejoicing. And a place of reunion with Christ. Oh, what a wonderful place. What a wonderful place. Oh, I imagine the joy when we arrive to see, the joy when we are at the party to be and met by the team. And that team, oh, there will be Moses, there will be all these guys, they will be there. And this team, they are waiting to receive us. And Jesus is right there at the right hand of the Father with his arms outstretched as he did on the cross, welcoming us on that day. You know what Jesus will say? He will say, hey, Chris, welcome. Hey, Eric, welcome. Welcome. Oh, come on, welcome. Okay, let me tell you something. When you go to the international airport here, the Logan, when you get there are people who are waiting for the guests, some with flowers, you know, some with the banners to say, hey, welcome, hey, Laura, welcome. You know, all these people, they are there and they are ready to welcome you. And I see others hugging each other so intimately, kissing each other, so they are happy. Some, they are posing for the photos. All this is happening. This is the drama that is happening there. And I'm saying, I'm picturing this and saying, oh yes, this is what is happening on this day. There is all this fun that is taking place with flowers. Welcome home. Welcome home. This is what is happening. Now, just thinking about that is like the Easter and the Easter day each and every year for us. You know, Easter is the centerpiece of our faith. And I mean that Jesus is raised from the dead, and he will raise us too. And here he promises, I will go to prepare a place for you. Now that is a marvelous promise. But there are two promises in this. First, Jesus is saying, I am going to prepare. But here in this text, I like the King James more than any other text. And again, the Tyndale version as well captures this very well. Because it talks about the mansions. I want the word mansion, and I will use this word this morning. And I also like the New Revised Standard says, it captures like the large spaces. And our text that we had say the dwelling places. But I like the King James because it says the mansions. So I will use that term later on. So this is a marvelous promise. Now the first promise, I will go and prepare a place. Wow, wow. That means you and I know the future. And when you know the future, it sure changes the way you are to live right now. Now is merely the time to get ready. Now is the time to get prepared, to practice for what is yet to come. And that is important. But now, three things that I want to highlight. Number one, you know we have a home. Because Jesus promises that he is going to prepare a home for us. But there's another second thing in this, the promise. The promise is that I will come and take you. I will come again and take you. And here's the thing. Let me take... Oh, that's okay? Okay. Right. Right. Let's stop a little bit here. So I will take you. Where do you remember when the taking... is mentioned in the Bible. Number one, it talks about a man will leave his father and mother and he will take his wife and he will take. That's number one, right? Then number two, Jesus says in the book of John, I am the bridegroom. In other words, Jesus will come and take the bride with you and march with the bride. What's that? Yeah. he is the bridegroom, he will take the bride. Do you get it now? Are you walking with me? He will take the bride with him. But here is something that I want you to see here by taking. There is an intimate relationship, right? Close to each other. You know, like a bride and the bridegroom. Walking side by side, I like this. Walking side by side. And there's a security, there's love, there's connection, there's a companionship, and there's accompaniment along the process. Mm-hmm. Thank you, right? Yeah. Jesus is taking you away. So now, this is a great promise. Come. No, he takes and says, go, come with me, I don't leave you. Come with me. Come with me. And like the bridegroom taking his bride to the mansions. Oh, what a promise. What a promise. So this is what we see. Jesus, in other words, we have a home. We have a home, and Jesus prepared a place for you and me. In my Father's house are many rooms, many mansions, many homes. It's a wonderful feeling to have a place prepared just for you, isn't it? A place prepared for you. So here we see Jesus, like I said, the King James captures this very well for me because it talks of mansions. The mansions, a mansion connotes beauty, spacious, loveliness and grandeur. And right, I saw the Buckingham Palace and I said, oh, okay, maybe this is what the mansion that they are talking about. I was seeing these buildings, but I think they're much than that. Spacious and lovely. So God's mansions are incredibly perfect. It's a living space, not a dying space, where life is experienced in its fullness, and there is always a room for you there. This home, the promise of which even now can bring calm in the midst of the storms. This home, yes, got peaceful environment, peace in the midst of our worries, and hope in our despairs. So I know most of you, you have been or have been invited. You have invited friends and family for Thanksgiving. And some travel long distances for family reunions. And here's something, the host does everything to make sure that all is ready for the guests. The house is ready, the table is set, the dinner is prepared, friends are invited. They are waiting for your arrival. They stood at the door waiting, looking for you to come. They have prepared a place for you. My friends, it is a terrific feeling that someone is preparing a place. And Jesus promises to do that for you. But that's the fourth promise in this gospel. I prepare a place for you. And when that time comes, I will come again, because we have a home prepared for us. The table is set. The home is ready. He is anticipating your arrival. He has a place for you, a home. A home, a destination like this changes everything, even the way we think and even the way we do right here. And we see the companionship like this is ever changing. Number two, we need to know that we need to RSVP. We need to know that. How is it explained in this text? Now listen here, my dear friends. You must let Jesus know that you are coming. Because Jesus is the way. And the scriptures are clear. The home is prepared. The invitation has been assured. People are waiting. The table is set. The home is ready. All you need to do is that to let Jesus know. Jesus, you are my Lord. Make me yours so that I may live with you in my new home forever. That's what you need to do. And the message is clear. It's time to prepare right now, right here. The time to RSVP is now. Number three. And we all know that we will see God. And here's something I want to highlight in this text. Notice that there is no sun or moon because God is the light now. God is the light. So his radiance, his beauty covers all that. The gates will never shut. There are no guards needed. If you look over there, you will see the river of water of life that flows from the throne of God right through the middle of the street of the city. And if you listen carefully, you can hear the unending song, Holy, Holy, Holy. And here, the one seated at the throne is the Lamb, standing as though he has been slain. And around them all stand the countless angels and the multitude from every nation and tribe, wearing robes, waving palms. And this is something beauty about this invitation and the promise of Jesus. Everybody, and I mean everybody, people from all walks of life are invited in these homes. They are prepared for all of us. Here, and unto the Lamb, to you be blessing and honor and glory and might. And this is the music out there as we meet our Jesus and Lord. As wonderful as that, the best is yet to come. You will see God. You will see him in his three in oneness self, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is worthy to be praised, and that is exactly that we will do in heaven. He who made heaven and earth will be praised. The Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world, the Holy Spirit that will pour out on all of God's creation, who will praise God. That is what we will do in heaven. And when we practice now, that's what we are doing. We are getting ready to be in the presence of God, to move into the new home. where we will see God. My dear friends, if God has prepared a home for us, ought we not prepare a home for our neighbor? If God has prepared a home for us, perhaps God is building some today as we try to erect fences around other people at the borders. God's home does not have the tall gates. It doesn't have these tall walls. It is free. It is open. My dear friends, as I started once again in God's house, Pastor Kerry, you have a place, you have a spot. My dear friends, made red for me, made red for you, by the Savior of the world. I am invited. You are invited. We are all invited. Isn't it that enough? Praise be to God. Amen.